So Gary, obviously lots to talk about in rugby league just at the moment. Let's talk about a move of a certain player who was a rugby league player, then a rugby union player, now back to being a rugby league player again. This, of course, Sam Burgess. He's only just gone back to the Rabbitohs, and now there's all sorts of stuff out of union about how it just all went wrong from sort of various places, as people see it. How did you see the situation?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm finding it quite astonishing that Sam Burgess is being blamed for England's woeful and at times pathetic performances in the World Cup, because for mine, the way he played, he played okay. And should he be there in the first place? In my opinion, no, he shouldn't, because, you know, quite clearly there was better players and more experienced players who should have been in that England squad. But one question I'd like to put out there or ask is, you know, obviously Stuart Lancaster and Andy Farrell had tapped up Sam Burgess when he was playing for the Rabbitohs 20 months ago, promised him that if he came over, he would be like the Sonny Bill Williams for England, and he would definitely, whether he was good enough or whether he wasn't, whether he's experienced enough or he wasn't, he would definitely be in the World Cup to try and make England win that trophy. And we all know what's happened. And what is astonishing is that one person in Sam Burgess is being blamed for that pathetic performances. I'd like the question to be asked to Lancaster and Fowle. You know, why is he being blamed? Because quite clearly you are to blame, not just because of picking Sam Burgess, but secondly, the way that England's performances were as well. And then also, too, the other 21 players as well. You were useless in that World Cup. Sam Burgess played okay, even though he wasn't the experienced rugby union player to be playing international rugby union, but he was promised that he would be selected there, so that is to blame for the coaching staff, starting with Lancaster and also to Andy Farrell, who was quite clearly in Sam Burgess' ear to come and join that setup for the World Cup. So I don't blame Sam Burgess one little bit. I'm not just sticking up here for Sam Burgess. I'm stating a point. In the rugby union, you have made a one hell of a mess of the situation over Sam Burgess. And one thing for sure, I'm delighted he's coming back to where he belongs, and that is rugby league.
Yeah, in union, they needed a scapegoat England after that World Cup, because it was atrocious, and he's the easy target, isn't he?
Oh, there's no two ways about it. And even the BAF coach now in Mike Ford, you know, saying, well, you know, he hasn't got the stomach for the fight. Mike, come on, please. You know, have a bit of respect, because Sam Burgess is on his day, we all know what happened in the grand final when he played with his broken cheekbone. Sam Burgess, on his day, is the best rugby league player in the world. There's no two ways about that. And for Mike to say he didn't have the stomach for the fight, well, I guess, you know, I played against Mike a hell of a lot of times and involved him, so don't you be saying stuff like that against a quality player, because at times, you know, you didn't have the stomach for the fight as well, not just off the field, but maybe on the field as well as a rugby league player. So don't be saying that about a quality player in Sam Burgess as a rugby player there. At the end of the day, it didn't work out. He wasn't a rugby union player. If Sam, the criticism, what he would have been got, if he wouldn't have got all this criticism, would he have stayed? I don't think he would have done, because quite clearly now, he has stated his heart wasn't in rugby union. He wanted to go back to rugby league straight after the World Cup, he says that. So that just tells you, Lancaster and Farrell told you, whatever happens to the build-up to this World Cup, you will be selected whether you're good enough or not, and it's them who have made the huge mistake.
But it was never going to be like a win-win for him, because he was always going to go to union, and if England had have won the World Cup, it wouldn't have been thanks to him. Other people would be taking the credit, but now that it didn't go right, perfect scapegoat. So for him, when you look at it now, after the event, it just doesn't quite work for him.
Well, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it? And to be honest with you, I said when Sam came to the rugby union, when he first signed, I said, he's making a huge mistake, because first of all, what position was he going to play? You know, everybody was saying he's going to be the Sonny Bill of England, you know, being the inside centre, the battering ram with a passing game. And then also as well, you know, the England side, they're not the All Black side. They can't even pass the ball. They're clueless. They're pathetic. The skill level, the core level of the skills, is absolute rubbish. So Sam Burgess wasn't coming into an England side that is like the All Blacks, where Sonny Bill fits in very, very nicely. So that was never, ever going to work there. But you look at all the other England players from the experience in the forwards. You look at the captain, Rob Shaun, and the Tom Woods of this world. Then also, too, you look at the halfbacks in Farrell and George Ford and this sort of thing. Please, don't be making one person a scapegoat. And all players now, they're all jumping on the bandwagon. They're all trying to cover themselves up. Let's jump on the Burgess bandwagon and let's just blame him. I find it quite pathetic.
Right, let's look forward then. Sam Burgess now back in the NRL with the Rabbitohs. You know that league far better than I do. Do you think he's just going to settle back into that as though the last 18 months had never happened, or do you think there is then going to be the getting the mindset, you know, right for rugby league again?
There won't be a problem with his mindset. There won't be a problem with his attitude. You can see the interviews where I've already seen him. He can't wait to get back into the sport of rugby league. As he said, you know, he missed that involvement. He missed that total involvement. That's when I saw Sam play at Rabuni. The first game I saw him play was when he played for the Saxons against Ireland. He looks absolutely lost. Not lost because he didn't know what he was doing. It was quite clearly he was thinking like a rugby league player, 2 or 3 seconds more quicker than what his other teammates were doing, and they were making himself look a fool. He won't have a problem whatsoever adjusting back to rugby league. He will love the total involvement, what he missed, as he said already there. So will he come back the same player? May just take a little bit of time, but one thing for sure, Sam Burgess hasn't lost that basic skill of having to catch, pass, tackle and support. He won't have a problem fitting back into South Sydney. And what we will see when we do see Sam again playing the game is that he'll have that smile on his face.
Just as I've got you in the studio, Gary, let's have a quick look at the international series at the moment. England and New Zealand, they're 1-1 going into the final game this weekend. Last Saturday, defensive kind of battle, I guess. What do you expect from this weekend's game?
Well, last Saturday, I think I've just woke up from watching it, to be honest with you, because I found it boring, boring, boring. It's one of the worst test matches I've ever seen. I'm not buying into the scenario. Defences were on top. I just felt at times both teams were clueless. We were more clueless than what to New Zealand were, because quite clear there was nothing happening. We've got a forward pack who they can't dominate. The forward pack will do his job, but again, it's lacking down with that creativity. Will McNamara make changes at halfback? I don't think he will, because he's a little bit stubborn, is Steve. But one thing for sure, George Williams is a quality player, but he's a standoff half, he's not a scrum half. So does he take the chance now of bringing Luke Gayling, who hasn't played for 5 or 6 weeks, into the most important test match England have played for a few years? Or does he bring in Matty Smith, who's tried and failed? The outside backs are good. They've got plenty of pace, creativity. Would I play Bateman at the centre? No, I wouldn't. I don't think he's an international centre. So would you put Cudjoe back in there? Well, he's the only one you could look at. But Cudjoe hasn't been realistically a quality international centre. But you would put him in there because he's a centre. And then maybe put Luke Gayle in there and George Williams will come off the bench. But I just hope that England change the tactics. Don't try and play the boring, boring NRL. You know, we'll play off the back of penalties, because if you do, we all know the New Zealand Warriors is full of this New Zealand test team. They play it week in and week out, and we will not win the game if we do not pass the ball, play with a bit of vision, play with plenty of awareness, and give them outside backs, Zach Hardy, the opportunity to play out wide.
Do you think we will play with that vision? Do you think England are going to win this series, or is it just it's 50-50 at the minute?
At the moment, it's 50-50. I say I don't have an issue with the forwards. Their forward pack won't dominate ours. You know, the forward pack is not an issue. Again, it's who he picks at halfbacks, and we need to get the ball wider, use the spaces, what's going to be there at the DW, and let the backs have the opportunity to ask plenty of questions of the defence. If we play like that, England will win, but I'm not so sure that the philosophy of McNamara will let the backs express themselves.